KFIZ News Time, 10:10, 10 minutes past 10 o'clock here on this Thursday morning, the 29th day of April of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as we kick off hour number three of Fond du Lac Today here from the AirTech Heating Studios. And start this hour talking about the Titan Thunder Marching Band, expected to debut in 2022 at UW Oshkosh. And we're going to talk to Chancellor Andy Leavitt all about the band that's going to be marching its way into Oshkosh here very soon. Chancellor Leavitt, thanks so much for your time. How are you today?
I'm great, Spencer. Thanks for having me.
This is exciting. As an alum, we know it's something that's been in the works for quite a while. It's going to add a lot to not just sporting events, but a lot of different things on campus. But before we get kind of into those details and kind of what the benefits are for having this on campus, kind of take us through the basics of this, the Titan Thunder Marching Band. What's this essentially all about?
Well, it's about students, and it's about school spirit. So marching band is the number one most requested activity that we do not offer. So to us, it's a great opportunity to engage a lot more students who want to come to UW Oshkosh because they can continue that high school marching band experience. And it's very important to many of our students. We're the only school in our athletic conference that does not have a marching band. So I think it's been a deficit for many years. A band, of course, we gave up in 1980, and it's time to start a new one. So I'm thrilled that it's our plan to step off in the fall of 2022 with a 100-piece marching band, and that's the goal that we have set for ourselves.
This has been, I know, a priority of yours, at least one of the priorities, since you came to campus a number of years back. Kind of take us through kind of how this idea kind of has sprouted into this announcement that came out a few short weeks back, if you could.
Yeah, it's a matter of timing more than anything. Certainly my first day here at UW Oshkosh, I looked around and asked, where's the marching band? And I was disappointed to learn we didn't have one. So over the years, we were just waiting for the right timing. We need to make sure that it's consistent with our enrollment management plan, which it will be very much so. It'll help drive enrollment at the institution. So we believe that now is the time coming out of COVID. This is our sesquicentennial year. We've got a lot of great momentum built up, and I think it's just the perfect time to start one.
So where do you begin in forming a marching band? Obviously, you have to have somebody who leads the band, and I know the university is searching for a marching band director, correct?
That's correct. We have a very fine music department here at UW Oshkosh, and the colleagues in that department couldn't be more thrilled that this is something that's happening, because it's certainly going to increase the visibility of music at UW Oshkosh as a result. We're hiring a band director, and that's where you start. And we hope to have that hire done here in another month or so. And then it will be about recruiting and about forming the relationships between the band director, the marching band director, and the local high school band directors. Since most of our school students come from the region anyway, we have a very nice compact recruitment area for marching band. So we're going to build over the course of the next year. You'll start to see athletic bands formed in the form of a pep band. That will be first, and you'll see it at basketball and volleyball and other kind of sporting events and general university events next year. So it'll be very exciting. We'll get a little bit of a taste of it. We'll, of course, need to purchase uniforms, as you can imagine, and then we will work on recruitment and get that band on the field by the fall of 2022.
What goes into looking for a band leader, a leader of a marching band? Is there a specific type of person you're looking for? You look at, you know, some of the more well-known bands out there, like the Badger Band, and you look at a Mike LaCrone, who had been there for decades, and kind of what he built up. Are you looking for kind of a person who has a similar personality to someone like that, or what specifically do you look for when you're hiring for a position like this and trying to build something off the ground like this?
Well, this is very unique. You don't see marching bands started every day. This was a national search. This generated a lot of interest all over the country, in that you have an opportunity to come in and start something completely from scratch. So that was a very attractive position. We got very strong candidates. I've been very happy with what we've been seeing in terms of the candidates as they interview. But you need somebody who has vision, who has energy, who can forge those relationships, who also knows and understands a large group dynamics. Is obviously a musician, someone who cares about the sound and music, and then someone who can write drill. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty unique individual. We're asking a lot of an individual to come in and start something like this. And so that inaugural director is going to be very important. They're going to set the standard for the Titan Thunder Marching Band for years to come.
Talking about students in general, we hear about recruiting from a college level, and it's usually about athletics. You bring in players for your team, and obviously for the marching band, you bring in players for your band team, I guess you could say. You talk about a lot of the students coming from a regional place like Fond du Lac or Oshkosh or Appleton or all these high schools that have marching bands. How do you get a student to come to Oshkosh for marching band? It's obviously different than athletics, but probably there's some similarities in there too, kind of building it from the ground up too. What pitch do you make to a student who's looking at coming to Oshkosh for this marching band in a couple years?
Well, a couple of points to that. Now, those are great questions, Spencer. The first and foremost, you don't need to be a music major to be in the marching band. Mm-hmm. Anyone can be in the marching band, and plus we're going to have music majors who are in it. So, obviously we want very fine musicians, and I have every confidence we'll be able to get them. The marching band, in my mind, is going to be something that provides the extra margin of interest for a student in our institution. So they're going to come here primarily because we've got a great nursing program or education or biology. They're going to be there for their major. But oftentimes when making decisions between schools, they look at the kinds of activities they'll be able to participate in. So having a marching band then puts us right in the mix against those institutions such as UW-Eau Claire. And UW-Eau Claire has a 500-person marching band. It's enormous. Yeah. It's one of the biggest bands in the country. Most of the other schools, that's the Whitewater and Platteville and La Crosse, have marching bands that are between, say, 150 and 200. Which is where we hope to be here in a couple of years. So it's really, a student probably isn't going to come just for the marching band, mm-hmm. but it's going to tip the scale when they're looking at the academic program they want to be a part of. So that's the way that we're approaching it.
Yeah, that's a great point. Obviously, marching band is an addition to the academics, and you're hoping that you see a student who's weighing nursing or education or radio, TV, film, or whatever it may be, they see, hey, they've got a marching band now, and it's an opportunity to build that up. You're hoping they take a look at kind of both sides of the coin, right?
Absolutely. That's the idea. And I wish you could major in marching band, but you can't. I certainly would have if I was in college. I certainly loved being a part of one.
Sure. When it comes to what a marching band like Titan Thunder does for just, obviously we know athletics, it's going to make Titan game day at Titan Stadium for football all that more exciting with the band there and the halftime show and stuff like that. But from a general like university perspective, adding a marching band, what does that do for kind of campus events and campus aesthetics, and what does that do for name recognition then for the university?
It's big. Certainly we're going to be in community parades. Mm-hmm. That's something that I feel very strongly about, that that's a way that we can extend ourselves into the community. Elements of that marching band, just like they do at UW-Madison, can be used for all sorts of activities, whether we have alumni events, or we have some kind of a conference we're hosting on campus we want to just add a little extra pizzazz to. Certainly, going into our sesquicentennial fall, we plan on using elements of, let's say, the pep band. This is going to predate the marching band as a part of our celebration for the Black and Gold Scholarship Ball, for instance. We want to really show them off in any way, shape, form that we can. And we, obviously, that will provide a really interesting and rich experience for the musicians who choose to be a part of it, but certainly those of us who will enjoy the fruits of their labor.
if people are interested, I know you got to hire the leader first, but as we get closer to students, you know, being interested in the band, is there going to be kind of like a you know, social media website presence for the band going forward once things get sorted out, get in order here?
Yes, there will be, and we'll create a web page and a landing place for people to get information and to be able to join in the excitement. We were just waiting for that band director, which is, you know, just a couple of months away, and then we'll be off and running.
Very good. Chancellor Levitt, thanks so much for the time. As always, we appreciate it, and good luck with this process.
Appreciate it, Spencer. Talk to you soon.
Have a great day. Chancellor Andy Levitt joining us from UW Oshkosh, talking about Titan Thunder Marching Band debuting in 2022, Pep Band. Preceding that a little bit, as Chancellor Levitt said, but really interesting process, and going to hear the